hearts to pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们安息圣日的崇拜聚会。
Hi, in the name of Jesus Christ, we start our Sabbath morning service.
我们请一起唱诗九十首。
Let's sing hymn 90. So let's all kneel down and pray and ask God to guide this whole day of Sabbath. Let's pray together. Peace to everybody.
感谢主耶稣恩典，在安息圣日，我们一同聚集来，遵守这个。
And so thanks to God's guidance that all of us can gather here and worship according to God's will.
能够再一次利用这个机会重新能够重新得到力量。
And that once again we can be renewed with God's strength.
并且借着在道理上的学习使我们更清楚这个人生该走的方向。
And that once again we can come here to learn about the direction in which man ought to go.
今天想要用启示录的七福来作为我们彼此分享的题目。
And I would like to share about the seven blessings in the book of Revelation.
我们通常一听到启示录就觉得 就觉得有点毛毛的哈，就觉得好像很难的样子。
And every time we hear about Revelations, normally we feel a little uncomfortable that it's so difficult.
我们觉得说这一卷书讲的很多的启示非常复杂，难以了解。
And it talks about many revelations which are very abstract and hard to understand.
所以有时候我们会避开哈，会不去。避开不去看这一卷。
And so we often avoid it and try to stay away from this book.
我们觉得说这个太难了所以我们就通常就不会去读它不会去分享它。
And so we often try to avoid it and try not to read it or think about it.
那其实启示录在圣经当中是非常重要的一卷。
However, the book of Revelation is a very important book of the Bible.
它虽然在当中还有很多我们没有办法了解的部分。
And even though there are certain portions that we cannot understand.
这个讲到未来的预言是我们所目前所不明白的。
And of course, there are prophecies of the future of what is to come that we cannot understand now.
但是呢借着读它接着读它可以给我们对人生有更多的智慧。
But however, by studying it, we can have more wisdom in our daily lives.
所以我们今天就来看一看启示录当中有讲到可以得到的七种福气。
And then here and today, we will talk about seven kinds of blessings that we can attain.
那我们就来看一看这七种福气到底是什么。
And here we can see what these seven blessings are.
我们想要得到这样的福气。
And if we want to receive these kind of blessings,
我们又应该要做一些什么。
What should we do?
我们请翻到启示录第一章。
We turn to Revelation chapter 1.
启示录的第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章第一节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要坏成的事指示给他的众仆人，他就差遣。使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，第二节。
Verse 2.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见、所听、所看见的都证明出来，第三节。
3.
念这书上的预言和听那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的，因为日子近了。在这里讲到呢，在这个。这个书的启示录这一卷是要给谁的？
And here it tells us who the book of Revelations is for.
这里说这个事神将他神将将要快成的事只是给他的众仆人。
And that these are things for his servants to show which must shortly take place.
所以是从神而来先给了约翰。
And it was from God given first to John.
借着约翰写信给众仆人众仆人来听。
That it was for John to write as a letter to all the servants.
所以谁要听这一卷？
And so who is it to listen?
谁必须要读这一卷？
And who ought to read this book?
只要是神的仆人就必须要读这一卷
As long as you are the servant of God, then you ought to read this book.
我们有时候觉得说神的仆人是谁？
And we often think, who are the servants of God?
就是传道啦。
It is the ministers.
就是负责人啦。
It is a church council.
跟我没有关系，我不是仆人。
It has nothing to do with me. I am not a servant.
我是客人。
I am a guest.
错啦。
Wrong.
我们在座没有一个人是这里的客人。
And none of us here are guests.
我们来这里也不能用我们是教会的客人的心态。
That none of us can enter the church as a guest, thinking they are a guest.
我们都是这一家里的人。
That we are all home.
我们都是主耶稣基督的仆人。
That we are all servants of Christ.
所以你是主耶稣基督的仆人。
Are you a servant of Christ?
那你就必须要念，要听，要遵守。
And so therefore you must read, you must listen, and you must follow.
你是耶稣基督的仆人吗？
Are you a servant of Christ?
那这里所讲的启示录内容就是要给你听的。
Then it is, this book of Revelations is for you to hear.
这个内容是什么呢？
And what is the content?
第二节这里讲到说，神的道和耶稣基督的见证。
And verse 2 it says, who bore witness to the word of God.
如果我们有时间把启示录从头到尾翻一翻
If we take a time to flip through the book of Revelation,
我们会发觉说这一句神的道和耶稣基督的见证，从整个 启示录里面是贯穿整个启示录的。
And we see that it is if we take the book of the word of God and then the testimony of Jesus Christ, we see that they are intertwined.
所以整个到底我们要听的内容是什么？
And so what is the content that we must listen to?
很简单，就是神的道跟耶稣基督的见证。
And it is simply just the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这也是整个启示录的主要内容。
And this is the main content of the book of Revelation.
在这里说什么样的人是有福的呢？
And here it says what kind of people are blessed.
这里讲到有两种人是有福的哦。
And here it talks about two kinds of people who are blessed.
或者是要做两件事情你才会变成有福的。
Or rather, you have to do two things in order to be blessed.
第一个，第三节这里讲说，念这书上预言的。
And then verse 3, it tells us, blessed is he who reads the words of this prophecy.
如果你念这个书上的预言，
if you read the word of these prophecies,
你就是有福的哦。
Then you are blessed.
所以你希望得到福气吗？
Do you wish to be blessed?
那你要读启示录哦。
Then you must study the book of Revelation.
所以不要说我看不懂。
Don't say that you can't understand it.
不要说这个太难了。
Don't say it's too difficult.
所以这里讲说，你只要念，你就可以得到福气。
And here it says, all you need to do is read it, and you shall be blessed.
为什么念这一卷书会得到福气？
And why is it that you will be blessed if you read this book?
这跟它的内容有直接的关系啊。
And it has direct relationship with its contents.
因为我们知道说启示录都在讲将来要成的事情。
And we know the book of Revelation is a prophecy of things to come.
就是在讲到幕后末世所要面临的事情。
And it will talk about things of the end times.
要怎么样维持我们的信仰。
And talks about how we shall maintain in our faith,
会遭遇到什么样的患难？
And what kind of conflicts we will encounter?
在逼迫当中要怎么样生存？
And how to sustain ourselves in the midst of persecution?
在苦难当中怎么样维持信仰？
And how to hold on to our faith during hardship?
最后将来要有得到的是怎么样的荣耀？
And what kind of glory we shall finally receive?
因为你看你读了这一些，
And because you have read these things,
所以当有一天你遇到患难了，
Then one day when you encounter tribulation,
当有一天你遇到困难了，
And then when you encounter difficulties,
你不会吓一跳啊，
Then you will not be surprised.
你不会说哎呀怎么信耶稣还会有苦难？
You will not think how come it's so difficult to believe in Jesus?
怎么一信耶稣还会遇到困难？
How can we encounter difficulties when we believe in Jesus?
你不会这样子，
You will not be like this.
你说哎呀启示录我读过了，
And you think, I've read the book of Revelation before.
神已经告诉我们在末世将要有困难的事情，
That God has already told us what we will encounter in the last days.
在末世为了信仰必须要遭到逼迫，
That in the last days we shall be persecuted on behalf of our faith.
所以当我遇到了我就不会吓一跳，
And so when we encounter it we will not be shocked.
启示录里面也告诉我们，
And then Revelation tells us
在将来有一个更美的盼望，
That there is a better hope, a more perfect hope.
有一个更好的地方，
There's a better place.
有一个更大的奖赏，
There's a greater reward.
这是我们更高的，这是我们人生最高的期盼，
And this is our greatest hope in life.
所以因为有读启示录，
And because we have studied the book of Revelation,
所以你知道将来有一个更好的地方等你，
You know that there's a better place waiting for you.
那你就知道说那我的人生就要朝着哪个方向前进啊。
And you will know what direction your life ought to go in.
因为你知道将来有更美好的奖赏，
And because you know that there's a greater reward.
你就知道说我人生要努力的目标是什么啦。
And you know what you have to strive for in this life.
你就会重新建立你人生的价值观。
And then you will change your life perspective.
没有读启示录之前，
Before you study the book of Revelation,
最爱的就是钱啊。
That your favorite thing is money.
赚钱是天下第一大的重要的事情。
That the most important thing in this life is to earn money.
读完启示录之后，
And after you finish studying Revelation,
你突然发觉说有个更好的奖赏等着我，
Then you realize that there's a greater reward waiting for you.
人生有个更崇高的目标，
That there's a higher goal in this life.
这个生命有个更高的价值，
That this life has something even more valuable.
那还是努力工作
But you still have to be diligent in your
work. 你还是努力赚钱
You still have to be diligent in earning money.
但是赚钱不再是你人生的全部了。
But earning money is no longer your life's all.
赚钱不再是你人生追求的第一目标了。
It is not your first priority in life.
因为你有读启示录。
Because you have studied the book of Revelation.
所以读启示录的人是有福气的人。
And so those who study the book of Revelation are blessed.
还有另外一种方法可以得到福气。
And there's another way to be blessed.
第三节。
Verse 3.
启示录第一章第三节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 3。
他说：“念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中记载的，都是有福的哦。”还有另外一种方法可以得福气。
And there's another way to be blessed。
就是你要听见。
And you must hear.
而且你要遵守。
And you must keep.
这个听见很重要哦。
And it's very important to hear.
你要是没有听。
If you did not hear it,
你怎么会了解?
Then how can you understand it?
哦，你要是没有听,
If you did not hear it,
你怎么会明白?
How would you understand it?
哦，所以这里说我们要听哦。
And here it tells us we must hear the words.
啊，怎么听?
And how do you hear it?
哦，就是要聚会。
And you must come to service.
哦，在家里有空的时候要放一些讲道的 CD 来听啊。
And then when you're at home, sometimes you can put on a sermon on your CD player.
哦，你说你去上班。
Or sometimes when you go to work.
有时候你坐 subway 啊，一天来回两个半小时啊。
Or sometimes if you're riding the subway back and forth, you have a 2.5-hour trip.
啊，你在 subway 上都在做什么？
What are you doing on the subway?
睡觉。
Sleeping.
也可以啦，也不错啦。
It's okay, it's not bad.
但是你多能睡。
But how well can you sleep?
来回两个半小时，从头睡到底吗？
That your round trip is 2.5 hours.
啊，应该不会吧，啊。
It's okay.
啊，如果说你中间可以有一个小时的时间。
If you take out 1 hour of that time.
是清醒的。
And you're awake.
哎，你可以做什么？你可以拿你的 MP3 放一点讲道的 CD 来听啊。
And you can turn on your MP3 player and listen to a sermon.
啊，所以我们的 MP3 里面都是什么？
And what is it exactly do you have in your MP3 player?
啊，有没有一些赞美诗？
Are there hymns?
有没有一些讲道的录音？
Are there sermons?
啊，这个就是什么？利用时间，把握机会。
And this is to make the most of your time.
啊，你如果开车去上班，
if you drive to work,
啊，去一次回来一次，搞不好就一天就听两篇道理啦。
Maybe in your round trip, you can hear 2 sermons.
哦，所以听要把握机会。
And so you must hear it and take a hold of the opportunity.
哦，这里听啊，啊，只是一个开始而已。
But listening, hearing is only the beginning.
那这里说听要遵守。
And then here it says you hear and then you keep.
哦，所以我们不是只有听哦。
You don't just hear.
那有时候在教会久了哦。
And sometimes we come to church for so long.
聚会多了哦。
And then you've been to many services.
哇，大家听道理都变得很厉害哦。
That everyone's so good at listening.
哦，那个题目一写，哎呀，传道你今天要讲什么我都知道啦。
That once the subject goes up, we already know what the pastor is going to talk about.
又讲这个，每次都讲这个。
He always talks about this.
哦，有时候我们听到你听到很厉害啊。
And sometimes we're so good at listening to sermons.
哦，所以有一次啊，有一个信徒来啊。
One time a member came up to me.
哦，传道，你怎么又讲这个啊？
And he said, Pastor, how come you talk about this again?
我已经信主十多年了，你怎么每次都讲这个？
I've been a believer for decades, and you still talk about this.
每次都讲要有爱心。
And you always talk about needing love.
每次都讲要有好脾气。
That you need a good temper.
每次都讲要爱神。
And you have to love God.
传道啊，怎么每次都讲一样的？
Why do you always talk about the same thing?
啊，这时候我们当然传道就讲啊，我下次啊再换的新的题目啊。
And of course, as a minister, you have to say, oh, sorry, I'll find a new topic next time.
但是有时候心里会想啊。
And then but in actually my heart I'm thinking.
每次都讲一样的。
Every time I say the same thing.
你每次都听一样的。
And you're listening to the same thing.
也没看到你改变啊。
But you're not changing.
哦，十年前的你脾气不好。
A decade ago, your temper was not good.
听了十年的道理，你脾气还是不好。
And listening to a decade of sermons, your temper still not good.
哦，这就是听见，但是没有遵守。
And here, this is what it means, where it says hearing but not keeping.
哦，所以听道理很重要。
And so to hear the word of God is important.
但是听道理的目的是什么？
But what is the purpose of hearing the word of God?
哦，不是让你变成很厉害哦，哇，那个很会讲的，道理很懂哦。
It's not someone who can fully understand the truth or speak very well.
哇，每次啊，跟有时候骂小孩啊，哇，都是引经据典啊，圣经翻来翻去骂小孩啊。
Or sometimes when you're rebuking your children, you're yelling at them using the word of the Bible.
哇，你看，你有没有看过那个夫妻吵架可以引圣经的？
And you ever see a couple fighting, they can use the Bible against each other.
那个厉害啊。
That's amazing.
哇，那个圣经读得很熟啊。
That's really knowing the Bible very well.
但是啊，听见没有遵守啊。
But hearing but not keeping.
读经没有改变啊。
That studying the word of God but not changing.
啊，那就没有用啊。
Then it's pointless.
啊，所以在这里说什么样的人是有福的？
And here it tells us what kind of person is blessed.
是听见，但是要遵守。
Those who hear and keep those words.
哦，是有把道理实行在生活当中。
That you apply the words of God in your life.
哦，是那个生命当中看到转变啊，看到改变的人。
That in your life you can see there is a changing point, a turning point.
我们来看一下雅各书第一章啊。
We look at the book of James, chapter 1.
雅各书的第一章。
James chapter 1.
雅各书的第一章二十二节。
James chapter 1 verse 22。
雅各书一章二十二节。
James chapter 1 verse 22。
这里说，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己哦。啊，二十三节。
23。
因为听到不行道的，就像人看见镜子，看见自己本来的面目，随后啊，二十四节啊
，24，
看见走后，随即忘了自己的面貌如何哈、哦。那这里说啊，这个听道行道啊，好像人在照镜子一样。
And here it says a hearer and a doer of the word is like someone who looks in the mirror.
啊，你看那镜子，你就是要整理自己的衣着嘛。
And to look in the mirror, it is to make yourself look presentable.
啊，就是要看看你自己的样子嘛。
And it's to take a look at what you look like.、
啊、但是如果你只是看看
，But if you only look,
你转头就忘记了。
And then you forget when you turn away.、
啊、那你这个看镜子啊，就失去它原本的功用了。
Then looking in the mirror has lost its function.
那只有听道理就是这个样子。
And same as hearing the word only.
哦，听道理，听很多。
That you have heard so many sermons.
啊，但是啊，从来没有试着把它行出来。
But you never take the opportunity to apply it to your lives.
啊，这个叫做自己欺哄自己啊。
And it is here it is what is someone who deceives himself.
啊，所以我们听道理啊，要。听到之后要反映到自己的生活当中。
And so when we hear it, we must change and apply to our lives.
哦，然后从自己的人生做改变。
And then you make a change in your own life.
哦，然后听道理不要帮别人听。
Don't try to listen to the word for someone else.
啊，有时候我们坐下来听道理哦。
And sometimes when we listen to sermons.
啊，这个就在讲谁啦。
Oh, this should be talking about so and so.
那个谁最坏的就应该要听这一篇。
Oh, so and so ought to listen to this sermon. It's good
for them. 哦，有时候我们很有爱心啊。
And we're very loving sometimes.
爱心都专门帮别人在听。
That we purposely listen for others.
哦，所以不管传道讲什么
，and no matter what the pastor says,
都是在讲别人啊。
It's always applied to someone else.
别人都有问题。
Everyone else has problems.
从来不是讲我。
It's never about me.
我会有什么问题啊
？What's wrong with me?
我是好信徒啊。
I'm a perfect Christian.
哦，有时候我们听道理是专门帮人家听啊。
And so when we listen for others.
哦，叫自己的先生太太你要听啊。
And you grab your spouse and you say, listen to this.
哦，要顺服先生啊。
You must submit to your husband.
哦，听来听去啊，都在帮别人听道理哦。
And so after listening so much, you listen for others.
哦，所以我们听道理是听给自己的。
And so actually, it's to listen for ourselves.
哦，借着听道理来改变自己。
So that after we hear, we can change ourselves.
啊，使我们的信仰跟我们的生活能够有一样的步调哦。
And so our faith can be synchronized with our life.
啊，我们看回来启示录。
And if you look at Revelations.
哦，所以什么样的人可以得到福气？
And so what kind of person is blessed?
念圣经的人。
Someone who reads the Bible.
念启示录的人。
Someone who reads the book of Revelations.
啊，什么样的人得福气？
And what kind of person is blessed?
是那个听见又遵守的人得福气。
It is one who hears the words and keeps the words.
啊，我们再看启示录的第十四章。
And if we look at Revelation chapter 14.
翻到启示录的第十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
启示录的十四章的第十三节
Revelation chapter 14 verse 13
启示录十四章第十三节
Revelation chapter 14 verse 13
我听见从天上有声音说你要写下从今以后在主里面死的人有福了圣灵说是的他们习了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。那在这里说啊，第二种有福气的人是什么
？And here it tells us what kind of person is blessed. The second kind.
啊，第二种福气是在主里面死的人有福了。
That blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on.
我们很多人啊，很怕谈到这个生死的事情啊。
And a lot of people are afraid about talking about death.
尤其是华人啊。
Especially Asians.
啊，我们对这个死啊，哇，非常的忌讳啊。
That we're deathly afraid of death.
哦，所以啊，你知道，在有些地方啊，像在香港啊，那个每一层楼啊，一楼、二楼、三楼，就跳五楼啦。
Especially in Hong Kong, they have an apartment complex. They have different floors. They go from 1, 2, 3, and then they skip 4 and go straight to 5.
为什么没有四楼？
And why do they skip the fourth floor?
哎呀，忌讳啦。
It's a taboo.
因为中文的四跟死啊，发音太接近啊。
Because in Chinese, the number four is a homonym with death.
所以啊，要避开它。
And so you must avoid it.
要不然啊，哇，那个没有人要买这一层楼啊。
Or else no one will want to buy this floor.
所以有时候你看到我们教会的信徒哦。
And sometimes you see our members.
有时候在台湾啊，我们教会信徒专买四楼。
Our members often especially look for fourth floor apartments.
便宜啊
because it's so much cheaper.
我在台湾就
就住四楼啊。
When I was in Taiwan, I lived on the fourth floor.
哦，所以为什么我们不怕这个
？Why are we not afraid of this？
哦，我们为什么基督徒从来不怕谈论死亡
？Why are Christians not afraid about talking about
death？ 因为对我们来讲，死亡不是一个终结。
Because death is not a conclusion.
死亡更不是一个恐惧。
And death is not a terror.
那死亡不是面对黑暗，面对未来的未知。
And it is not a state of darkness or a state of confusion.
哦，因为世界上的人啊，对将来对死亡之后的事不了解。
And it is because people of this world they do not understand what will happen after death.
哦，所以当他们面临死亡，是在恐惧战惊当中离开的。
And so when they talk about death, they are afraid and in terror.
你看那个有些人那个最后呢死的挣扎，那个手好像一直要抓住这个世界的最后一点。
And see if you look at some people who are dying, that they are gripping in fists because they want to hold on to one last thing of this world.
哦，因为他对未来啊害怕。因为他对未来是未知的，是不知道的。
Because they do not know what lies ahead for them, and they are afraid.
啊，但是对于我们一个信徒来讲啊，死亡从来不是一个值得恐惧的事情。
But for those who believe in Jesus, we are not afraid of death.
哦，反而是一个人生新生命的开始。
But rather, death is the beginning of a new life.
哦，所以什么样的人是有福气的
？And so, what kind of person is blessed?
能够坦然面对死亡的人是有福气的。
Those who boldly approach death with confidence.
啊，那个坐在神能够有把握进到神面前，有把握得到永生的人，这是有福气的。
That those who approach death, who have assurance in Christ,
啊，因为他的死亡啊，虽然看在世人来看呐，世界是个死亡啊。
Even though from this world they may see this person die.
啊，但是圣经上都讲啊，这个叫睡觉，睡着了。
But the Bible says that they are merely sleeping.
哦，那个在主里面死的人啊，是在主的怀中睡着了。
That those who die in this world, they are actually sleeping in the bosom of Jesus.
等到该醒来的时候，主耶稣就会叫我们起来了。
And then when it's time for us to wake up, Jesus will wake us up.
哦，如果只是一个睡着。
And if it's only merely asleep.
是一个等候。
If it is only a waiting.
要等候。将来的奖赏。
It is waiting for our future reward.
那有什么好怕的呢？
And what is there to be afraid of?
啊，那个在主的怀里面啊，睡着了，这有什么可怕的呢？
And what is so frightening about falling asleep in the bosom of Jesus?
所以在这里说啊，什么样的人有福？
And here it tells us what kind of person is blessed.
能够在主里面死的人是有福的。
That blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on.
我们来看一下诗篇的116篇。
And let's look at Psalms chapter 116.
诗篇的116篇
Psalm chapter 116.
诗篇的116篇的第15节
Psalm chapter 116 verse 15.
诗篇116篇第15节
Psalm chapter 116 verse 15.
他说，在神眼中看圣民之死。极为宝贵啊。
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of all his saints.
啊，在这里说啊，在神的眼里啊，一个属神的人的离世啊，是很宝贵的。
And here it tells us that in the sight of God, that when a believer dies, it is very precious.
啊，所以既然很宝贵
，And since it's so precious,
那就没有什么好惧怕的。
And there's nothing to be afraid of.
啊，既然很宝贵
，And since it is so precious,
啊，那我们就可以坦然无惧的面对。
And we can boldly approach this.
哦，但是这里有一个重点啊。
But here is important.Point,
就是你要在主里面死的。
That you must die in the Lord.
哦，你活着的时候是走在信仰当中。
That as you are living, you walk in faith.
你遵照了神的旨意。
That you follow the words of God.
你活出了信徒的本分。
That you have lived the life of a Christian.
哦，那你死的时候，你就可以坦然无惧的面对神。
Then as you die, you can boldly approach God.
哇，那你的死亡就是有福气的。
Then your death is blessed.
啊，今天一个人啊，人生长短我们不知道。
And in our lives, we do not know how long or how short we live.
有人活得短。
Some people live short lives, and some people live long lives.
所以如果我们到那个墓园里面去走一走啊。
And sometimes if you walk in the cemetery,
你会发现一件事情哦。
You'll notice one thing.
那个墓碑上，我有时候蛮喜欢去看墓碑的。
I like to look at tombstones.
有时候看看墓碑哈，会让人家思想一下人生啊。
Because if you look at tombstones, it will help you to think about life.
在亚洲我们都很忌讳这个哦。
In Asia, we stay away from this.
我们不去坟墓、去坟场，好像很可怕的事情。
To go to cemeteries is a very frightening thing.
你看，其实在美国哦。
But if you look in United States,
它那个墓园弄得很漂亮啊。
The cemeteries are made very beautifully.
看起来就像一个公园一样啊。
It looks like a garden.
哦，所以有时候在里面走走啊，其实环境很好。
Sometimes if you take a walk through there, it's a nice environment.
我有时候会去里面走一走啊。
And sometimes I walk around there.
那我会去读人家的那个碑志哈，就是那个墓碑铭啊。他那个墓碑上面写的那些东西哦。
And so sometimes I'll look at the inscription on the tombstone.
然后就会去思想，就想想一下，哇，这个可能这个已经几十年、几百年的人呐、啊，他们那个时候是什么样的环境啊
？And then if you look at how people lived at decades ago or centuries ago, you can see their environment.
然后从他的碑铭上面哦，可以去想一想他过的是什么样的人生啊
？And then if you look at their inscription, you can imagine what kind of lifestyle they lived.
那真的有时候啊，思想人生，看到这个哈、啊。会让人家去思想一下人生啊。
And so looking at this, you will think about your own life.
所以圣经上告诉我们哦。
And so the Bible tells us.
他说啊，往遭丧的家去，强如往宴乐的家去。
That it is better to go to the house of mourning than the house of rejoicing.
因为你到那边，你会思想。
Then you will think about your life.
当你去看一看那个墓碑上面那个照片啊，那些人呐、啊。
And if you look at the tombstone and you look at the pictures on there,
会得到一个结论。
You will come to one conclusion.
就是啊，坟墓啊。它是埋死人的，不是埋老人的。
The coffin is for the dead, not for the old.
所以有的墓碑上面，有的年纪轻，有的年纪老。
There are some people who are in the coffins that are young and some who are old.
但是时间到了就会离开。
But when your time is up, then you will leave.
所以今天这个是人所没有办法避免的一件事情。
And this is an inevitable part of life.
基督徒也好，非基督徒也好。
Whether Christians or non-believers.
最后都必须要面对这个人生必要走上的路。
Then all of us, we will have to face that inevitable path.
但是虽然都要走上这一条路。
And even though everyone has to walk down this path.
但是心态可以完全不同。
But your attitude can be completely different.
方向可以完全不同。
Your direction can completely different.
最后到的地方也可以完全不同。
And your final destination can even be different.
所以今天一个人呐、啊，虽然要面对死亡。
And so even though someone has to encounter death.
不管你活多长。
Regardless of how long you've lived.
终有一天要面对的。
And one day you shall face it.
如果你是活在主里面。
But as long as you live in Christ.
那你的死亡在神面前就叫做睡着了。
That if you die.In Christ, and it is known as sleeping.
是极其宝贵的、哦、
How precious it is.
在这里说啊，是的，圣灵说，是的，他们息了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
And here it says, yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them.
所以在这里啊，在什么人叫做在主里面死的人
？And here it talks about those who die in the Lord.
这个是除了要遵守信仰的人以外哦。
Other than those who follow after their faith.
这里还有一个有做工有劳苦哦。
That those who have works and labors.
什么叫做息了自己的劳苦
？Those who, what does it mean to be rest from your labors?
在这个世界上啊，其实啊，人过得真的很辛苦啊。
And to live in this world is actually a very difficult life.
尤其对我们住在纽约的人来讲啊，这个我们最有体会、最有感受了。
Especially those of us who live in New York, we know this firsthand.
我们漂洋过海啊，远渡重洋，从国内、从台湾、从香港、从马来西亚，终于来到美国。
And that all of us, we come from different nations, from all many countries across Asia, across the seas.
我们都期望来到这里来完成我们的美国梦。
That we come here for the American dream.
我们觉得说来到美国啊，地上就可以捡到钱啊。
We think that when we come to the United States, you can pick money off the ground.
说是不是有没有人在来之前以为在美国路上可以捡到钱的
？Is there anyone who actually thought that they can find money off the ground?
我到非洲去啊。
When I went to Africa.
有一个太太啊，有一个阿也不是一个阿婆。有一个五十几岁的，是非洲人看不出几岁了啊。他那个一个太太哈。
There's a in Africa, there was a woman.
一直跟我们讲啊，你们从美国来啊，哇，你要带我去美国。
And she kept following after us, saying, "You Americans, you have to take me back with you."
你带我去美国，我就信耶稣。
That if you take me with you, then I will believe in Christ.
我说你去美国干什么
？And I asked her, "What are you doing in the United States?"
我去美国，我就会有很好的生活啊。
That if she said, "If I go there, I'll have a better life."
我就会有钱啊。
Then I will have money.
我说你怎么会有钱
？And I asked her, "How do you get money?"
美国到处都是钱。 钱啊。
And she said, the United States has money everywhere.
到处都有工作。
There's jobs everywhere.
哇，随便做就有钱，然后就会可以买房子。
Then you can do anything and you have money and you can buy a house.
就买房子，买车子，我就可以过很好。
You can buy a house and you can buy a car and then you have a good life.
哦，有时候我们会把美国想象得很好哦。
And we often have this ideal dream of the United States.
哇，在来之前啊，都是有一个美国梦啊，哇，美国啊，地上捡到钱，天上掉黄金啊。
And then that before you come to US, you have this American dream that there's money on the floor and gold falls from the sky.
来到美国之后,
and then when you come to the United States,
来到纽约之后,
and then when you come to United, to New York,
啊, 梦碎了,
then your dream is shattered.
哇, 我被骗了,
I've been deceived.
哦, 然后打电话回去国内,
and then you call back home.
不要来啊, 不要来啊,
don't come, don't come.
美国很辛苦的啊,
it's very hard here in the United States.
一点都不美啊,
it's not even beautiful.
人家还不相信你。
They won't even believe you.
Oh, 你自己去了，地上捡到钱就不要我们去哦。
Oh, so you go to the US, you pick off money off the ground, and you don't want us to go?
这就是美国啊。
And this is the United States.
哦，这就是我们的生活。
And this is our life.
这就是纽约。
And this is New York.
你说纽约不辛苦吗？
Is New York not difficult?
其实纽约的生活真的很辛苦。
Actually, life in New York is very difficult.
压力很大。
There's a lot of pressure.
工作时间很长。
There are many work hours.
生活环境跟生活的品质又很差。
Our work environment and our life environment is very lacking.
今天在这个人世当中啊，真的是劳苦愁烦的人生。
And so in this life, we are filled with much labor and much toil.
啊，总是有很多让你烦心的事情。
And there are many things that cause you to worry.
啊，不管是为了生活的缘故。
And regardless of whether it's your lifestyle.
啊，或者是为了信仰的缘故。
Or whether it is for your faith.
啊，有时候为了信仰的缘故，你会被人家欺负。
Or even if it's regarding your faith, you can be persecuted.
啊，被人家占便宜。
And then people take advantage of you.
啊，这个就是一个劳苦啊。
And this is a labor.
啊，所以劳苦愁烦的人生。
This labor and toilsome life.
真的值得我们这么舍不得这么怀念吗？
Is it so worthy of us to hold on to?
这个劳苦愁烦的人生，
This toilsome and worry hard life.
真的是我们人生所要追求并且拥有的一切吗？
Is it something that it is worth giving up our all?
当我们人生走到最尾端的时候，
That when we walk to the final part of our life,
不管你活几岁，
regardless of how long you've lived,
七八十也好，
whether it's 70 or 80 years old,
或者你厉害你活一百多也好，
or even if you're strong you go to 100
多几岁啊？
And regardless of how long you live,
到有一天当你回头的时候，
there one day when you look back,
我回头看看我自己过去的人生，
and if you look at the path that you've lived,
天哪，时间过得真快啊！
You think, my goodness, life has gone by so quickly.
转眼间我三十了，
that in a blink of an eye I'm 30 years old.
再一转眼我六十了，
and another blink I'm 60.
再一转眼我现在八九十了，
and another blink I'm 80, 90 years old.
人生过得真快，
and how fast life goes.
但是在这个很快过去的人生里面，我到底得到了什么？
But in this blink of an eye life, what did I gain?
我累积了什么?
What did I learn?
我最后拥有什么?
And lastly, what do I have?
回头一看,
and when you look back and you look,
不就是劳苦愁烦吗?
Isn't it just toil and labor?
不就是转眼成空吗?
That after a whole life, it is empty.
所以一个人如果生命当中没有信仰,
and if so in your life, you do not have faith.
一个人如果对将来没有盼望,
if you do not have a hope for the future.
一个人如果不知道自己离世之后要去哪里,
if you do not know where you're going after you die,
转眼成空啊,
then after you turn around, you see it's all empty.
你能带什么走?
What can you take away with you?
这个历史当中有一个很有名的亚历山大啊。
In history, there's the Alexander the Great.
这个是传说啦，不知道是不是真的啊。
Of course, this is a myth. This.
除了传说当中啊，亚历山大很厉害啊，那个二十几岁啊，就建立一个很庞大的马其顿帝国啊。
And we see the Alexander the Great, he built such a great empire at the age of 25.
打下一个很庞大的江山来。
And then he took down a great commander.
打到印度去。
And then he fought all the way and he conquered all the way to India.
结果突然生病了。
And then in his life, he suddenly got sick.
就突然就死掉了。
And then he died unexpectedly.
很年轻就死掉了。
And he died at such a young age.
甚至连下一代连谁要当王都来不及讲。
And that even so quickly to the point they didn't even know who was going to succeed after him.
因为他从来没有想到自己二十几岁就死掉了。
Because he never thought he would die at such a young age.
但是他死掉了。
But he died.
国家就马上分裂成四个。
And then the kingdom was the empire was divided into four sections.
传说当中在他死之前啊。
And then hearsay says that after he died, before he died,
在他死之前他有留下一个遗命啊。
That he has one command left.
他说啊，把他的棺材啊挖四个洞啊。
that he in his coffin dig four holes.
把他的尸体放在里面，手脚都伸出去啊。
That in his to put his corpse into the coffin and then stick out his four limbs.
然后游行，在那个亚历山大城去游行。
And then have a parade going around.
让全世界，让整个城里的人看一看。
And let everyone in the empire see.
我伟大的亚历山大。
I Alexander the Great.
我走的时候就是空手的走的。
That when I go empty-handed.
我什么也带不走。
I can't take anything with me.
庞大的帝国跟我再也没有关系了。
Even the great empire has nothing to do with me.
累积的财富也跟我没有关系了。
That all the things I have conquered are nothing to me.
我空手来，而且我空手走。
That empty-handed I come and empty-handed I go.
所以亚历山大是空手的走的。
And then Alexander the Great left empty-handed.
我们走的时候是怎么样呢？
And so when we leave, what will we have?
也是要空手离开吗？
Will we also be empty-handed?
所以今天我们必须要去思考人生的这个问题。
And so we have to ponder upon the question of life.
我们在努力，在打拼。
That when we work hard and we are diligent.
我们追求，我们拼命累积。
And we pursue and we work so hard.
但是如果今天死亡临到。
But if today death comes upon you.
我们要带什么走？
What will you take with you?
在这里说到
And here it tells us.
这个在主里的人是主里而死的人是有福的。
That blessed are the dead who die in the Lord.
为什么有福？
Why are they blessed?
他说做工的果效随着他。
That their and here it says that their works follow them.
所以什么？当你离开世间的时候
，And once you leave this world，
你什么都带不走。
You cannot take anything with you.
你银行的账号带不走。
Your bank statements you cannot take with you.
对不起，天国没有你的银行啊。
That sorry, heaven doesn't have your bank.
你房子搬不上去。
Your house cannot be taken with you to heaven.
你车子很棒吗？你也开不上去啊。
Your luxurious car cannot be driven to heaven.
所以你最后走的时候是什么
？And so when you depart, what will you have？
你说我要带股票，带债券。
You can say I'm taking my stocks and my CDs.
所以半个小时的时候要抱在怀里，这样子要带走。
That when I die, I'm gonna hold it close to me.
带不走的。
But you cannot take it with you.
人世间当中只有能够带走一样东西。
That there's only thing, one thing in life that you can take with you.
就是你做工的果效。
And it is the fruit of your work.
就是你在人世，在有限的人生里面活出来的价值。
That what you have, the value of your life.
你为信仰做了什么？
What have you done for your faith?
你为神做了什么？
What have you done for God?
你为教会做了什么？
What have you done for the church?
这个是唯一你可以带走的一样东西。
This is the only thing you can take with you.
所以人生要不要努力？
And so should you strive hard in this life?
要。
Yes.
千万不要说哇，今天聚会完之后，我回去就辞工不干了。
Don't say that after service, I'm going home and I'm going to quit my job.
我去传道家吃饭。
Now I'm going to eat at the pastor's house every night.
千万不要来啊。
Please don't come over.
所以今天我们不是不要努力。
And so it's not that we should not strive hard.
人生要努力。
That we have to strive hard in this life.
人生要尽本分。
We must do our best.
人生要照顾自己的家庭。
We must take care of our family.
这在神眼里是好的。
This is what is good in the eyes of God.
但是这个不是你人生的全部。
But this is not your all.
你的人生还要为主做工。
That in your life you must serve God.
读书为主读
And when you study for God
赚钱为主赚
When you earn money, you earn for God
工作为主工作
And when you work for God
为了主的缘故你让你的家庭成为一个有信仰的家庭
And for the sake of God, you create a faith in your family
为了主的缘故你栽培你的下一代成为一个在主里面信仰上有成就的人
That for the sake of God, you raise up the next generation as one who believe in Christ
这个下一代能够守在主的道中这就是你的工作
That the next generation can live in the life of God
这就是你做工的果效。
And this is the fruit of your work.
为了信仰的努力。
That for the sake of your faith.
为了信仰愿意承受逼迫。
That for the sake of your faith, you are willing to receive persecution.
愿意为了信仰来放弃一些事情，可能蒙受损失。
That you are willing, for the sake of your faith, you're willing to let go of certain things.
为了信仰的缘故，要改变你的脾气，改变你的态度。
For the sake of your faith, you are willing to change your temper and change your attitude.
使得周遭的人看到你觉得，这个信耶稣的人很好。
So that all those around you look at you and say, oh, it's good to believe in Christ.
这个就叫做工作。
And this is work.
这就叫圣工啊。
This is holy work.
你不要想说在教会里面领会才是圣工。
And don't think that just to give sermons is holy work.
不要想说在教会里要煮饭才是圣工，打扫才是圣工。
Don't think that you have to just cook or clean in the church is holy work.
这个都是圣工。
This is all holy work.
圣工有很多。
There are many kinds of holy work.
包括你做个好人，这就是圣工啊。
Including you being a good person, that is holy work.
你的朋友看到你。
That when your friends look at you,
你不一样哦。
That you are different.
你为什么不一样？
Why Why are you different?
我去教会啊。
Because I go to church.
哦，那我跟你去。
Then I will go with you.
我看你的家庭。
I will look at your family.
你的家庭不一样啊。
Your family is different.
哦，我家里整天吵吵闹闹的。
And my family, they're arguing all the time.
但是你家里怎么，哎，怎么你的亲子关系这么好？
But in your family, it's so much love.
啊，你们两个夫妻怎么这么甜蜜？
That you are, your husband and wife, you're so, intimate.
啊，我也希望我的家庭是这样子。
And I hope my family is like this.
为什么你是这样？
Why are you like this?
因为我去教会啊。
Because I go to church.
因为我信耶稣啊。
Because I believe in Christ.
这个就叫做工作。
And this is work.
这叫做为主耶稣做见证。
And that is what it is to be a testimony for Jesus.
哦，所以你有很多工作可以做。
And there are many holy works for you to do.
啊，这就是你最后可以带到神面前的一样。
And that is the only thing you can take with you to God.
啊，当你离开世间的时候。
That when you depart from this world.
这个做工的果效。就要随着你而来
that your work shall follow after you
使你在神的面前活出一个有价值有意义的人生来
that in the eyes of God you have lived a precious and valuable life
好我们来看一下哥林多前书
and if you look at 1 Corinthians
哥林多前书14章
1 Corinthians chapter 14
哥林多前书第15章哦
rather chapter 15 1 Corinthians chapter 15
哥林多前书第十五章的第四十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 41。
四十一节。
Verse 41。
这里说日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，心有心的荣光，这心和那心的荣光也有分别哈。那这里说到啊，当一个人最后复活的时候哦。
And here it tells us that after a person has resurrected.
哦，那个复活的人啊，领受的奖赏各有不同。
That everyone's resurrected, reward is different.
有的像星。
Some are like stars.
有的像月。
Some are like moon.
有的像日。
And some are like the sun.
哦，所以因为工作的不同。
Because the work is different.
所以得到的果效不同。
Then all your rewards are different.
啊，最后在神面前得到的奖赏也不一样哦。
That in, before God, all your rewards are different.
啊，所以你希望在神的面前你活出一个什么样的人生来。
And so if you, what would you like to live out before God?
啊，像太阳，像月亮，还是像星星？
Do you want to be like the sun, the moon, or the stars?
啊，活出一个有价值得奖。
To have a valuable and precious life.
啊，我们看回来启示录的第十六章。
If we look to Revelation chapter 16.
启示录的第十六章。
Revelation chapter 16.
启示录第十六章第十五节。
Revelation chapter 16 verse 15.
启示录十六章的第十五节。
Revelation chapter 16 verse 15。
十五节，看哪、啊，我来像贼一样。那警醒，看守衣服，免得赤身而行，叫人看见他羞耻的，有福了哈。那这里讲到是启示录讲的第三福。
And here is the third blessing of Revelation.
那这里说是什么样的人可以得福气呢
？And so here it talks about what kind of person can be blessed.
哦，是一个警醒，看守衣服。免得赤身而行的人有福了。
That someone who watches and keeps his garments, lest he be walk away naked.
哦，在这里说啊，神啊，那个神要像贼一样来到。
And here it says that God is coming like a thief.
啊，这个是用一种比喻哦，譬喻的讲法哦。
And this is speaking in parables, terms of parables.
哦，就是说啊，神出这。那个第二次啊，神再临啊，是你不知道的时间啊。
Now, the second time Jesus comes, you will not know when.
哦，所以我们不知道主耶稣什么时候要再来。
You do not know when Jesus will come.
哦，如果知道就好办了嘛。
If you knew, then it'd be life would be easier.
哦，所以今天社会上很多人啊会预言啊，哇，几月几号，几年几月几号，耶稣要再来啊。
And then, there are many people in this world. They have already determined when, or they claim to know when Jesus is coming again.
千万不要听他们的、啊。
Don't listen to them.
啊，听到你就完蛋啊。
If you listen to them, you're in trouble.
哦，这圣经里面讲说没有人知道啊。
And here it says that the Bible says that no one knows.
所以如果有人告诉你哪一天、哪一个、哪一月、哪一日、哪一年、哪一月、哪一日哦。
And if someone comes to you and tells you the exact date when Jesus comes again,
你要跟他说什么
？What are you going to tell him?
你异端呐、啊、
！You are heresy.
你假先知
！You are false prophet.
你说谎话
！You lie.
圣经里面讲说不，没有人知道的。
The Bible says that no one knows.
说只有神知道、哦、
Only God knows.
啊，所以我们也不需要去听这些。
And we do not need to listen to any of these.
不需要去。 去找说是哪一天。
You don't need to search out what day it is.
哦，你知道哪一天要做什么。
And what are you going to do if you find out that day?
哦，有些人就想，但是我知道是哪一天。
And some people think, oh, if I know what day it is,
我就可以现在啊，一直作恶作乱啊。
That they think, oh, I can make the most of it and do, commit as much evil.
啊，到他要来的前一个礼拜开始悔改。
And then up until that week before he comes, I think I'll repent.
我开始哦，悔改啊，奉献，卖房子，卖田地啊。
Then I'll repent, I'll sell everything and contribute to church.
哦，要是那个时间搞错了，他提早一个礼拜又一天来呢？
Oh, but what if he comes like a week and a day before you thought?
啊，那你不就完蛋了吗？
Then aren't you in trouble?
哦，所以啊，哪一天不重要啊。
And so it doesn't matter what day.
啊，重要的是我们预备好了没有。
And the question is, are you prepared?
他说啊，神要那个啥，耶稣再临哦，世界毁灭二次，耶稣再临哦。是要像贼一样来到。
And so the Bible says that when Jesus comes for a second time, it will be like a thief in the night.
是没有人有预期的那一天。
That no, there is no one who has the states.
啊，任何时候都有可能。
It can happen at any time.
说不定就是今天晚上哦。
And who knows? Maybe it's tonight.
你仔细想一想哦。
And if you think about it,
你如果真的仔细去想一想。
And if you really, really think about it,
要是今天晚上怎么办？
What if it were tonight?
哇，连我都觉得毛毛的啊。
Even me, I feel a little uncomfortable.
哇，今天晚上啊，那问题大了。
Then, if it's tonight, I've got trouble.
还有很多没有悔改的啊。
There are so many things I have not yet repented for.
还有很多没有做的啊。
There are many things I have not yet accomplished.
哦，还有很多信徒没有访问的啊。
There are so many members I have not visited yet.
要是今天晚上。
And if it were tonight.
哇，请问你要怎么样去面对？
How would you face it?
哦，所以神那个耶稣再临啊，如同贼一般啊，没有人知道的。
And so the day when Jesus comes, it will be like a thief in the night. No one knows.
啊，但是其实耶稣再临有两种哦，两种的耶稣再临哦。
And so when Jesus comes again, there are two kinds.
哦，第一种就是我们讲那个末世嘛，启示录讲那个，哇，那个末世啊，天使众天使降临啊，审判开始啦。
The first kind is that what we see in the book of Revelation, the end of the world, the angels descend and start judging.
哦，小心哦，说不定就是今天晚上哦。
And be careful, maybe it's tonight.
哦，啊，还有第二种。
And the second kind is
就是当我们啊咽下了最后一口气。
And the second is when we have breathed our last breath.
那就是我们盖棺论定哈。当我们咽下最后一口气，就是我们要面对神的时候啦。
And that is the finality that we are about to encounter God.
啊，这对我们来讲，这就是。在耶稣在里，因为你不能再悔改啦，你已经离开世界啦，你来不没有什么悔改了，就是等候而已啊。
And that is the final say that you no longer have a chance to repent. That all you can do is wait.
哦，所以不管是哪一种
，and regardless of what kind.
哦，说不定今天晚上啊，今天啊晚上，明天白天的、啊、凌晨四点啊，耶稣在里啦。
And if by chance tomorrow at 4 a.m. that God comes again.
哇，你说我三天前会开祷告。
And are you going to wake up at 3 o'clock and start repenting?
哦，说不定你今天晚上就咽下你最后一口气呀。
If tonight you breathe your last breath,
谁知道
？Who knows?
啊，有些人躺下去睡觉就没有再起来啦。
Some people they go to bed and they never wake up.
所以如果今天死亡临到
，And so if today death comes upon you,
你预备好了吗
？Are you ready?
哦，所以在这里说啊，神啊。那个耶稣在你好像贼啊，你在没有你预知的时候就突然临到了。
And here it tells us that when Jesus comes, it is like a thief that you no one knows.
啊，但是啊，有一种人可以得到福气。
But there's one kind of person who can be blessed.
谨守的人。
That those who are watchful.
啊，警醒啊，警醒就是没有睡觉嘛。
Those who are awake and watchful.
哦，没有睡觉的人。
Those who do not sleep.
哦。不是叫你们晚上不要睡觉哦。
And this is not to tell you you shouldn't sleep at night.
是叫你们啊，在这个世界，在这个黑暗的世界里面啊，活出一个警醒的人生来。
That in this world of darkness you live a watchful life.
众人皆睡。
That while others sleep.
这个世界上的人都在追求财富。
That everyone else is pursuing after worldly matters.
这个世界上的人都觉得说犯罪没有关系。
That the rest of the world feels that there's nothing wrong with sinning.
道德观一直下降。
That their moral standards keep falling.
人跟人的关系越来越混乱。
That the relationship between man becomes more and more complicated.
不尊重夫妻关系。
They do not honor a husband and wife relationship.
哦，所以在这种道德日渐堕落，整个世界黑暗当中啊，你是警醒的。
And in this world of moral decay, you are still awake.
你不跟大家一起睡。
That you do not sleep with everyone else.
哦，你不随着随波逐流，随着这个社会环境的潮流而被影响。
You are not swept away in the current of this world.
哦，这个就是警醒的人。
And this is one who is watchful.
那这里说要看守衣服哦。
And you must also watch keep his garments.
哦，在启示录里面讲到这个白衣啊。 个穿白衣啊。
In Revelation, it talks about white garments.
它有几种不一样的白衣啊。
There are a few kinds of white garments.
就有一种白衣是什么？是你信耶稣就给你。
And the first white garment is when you believe in Christ, it is given to you.
就是你洗礼起来哦。洗礼起来之后，主耶稣就给你披戴一件白衣。
And the first is when you rise up from baptism, that Jesus gives you this white garment.
你就是干净的哦。
Then you are clean.
你小心哦。
You be careful.
你白衣不要被人家偷走了。
Don't let your white garment be stolen.
有时候啊，睡过头了。
Sometimes you oversleep.
睡糊涂了。
You are just confused.
连白衣被偷走了都不知道。
That your white garment has been stolen away.
信仰没有了都不知道。
Your faith is gone and you don't even know it.
那就没有福气啦。
And there are no blessings for you.
所以这说什么样的人有福？
And here it tells us what kind of person is blessed.
看守你的衣服。
That someone who watches your garments.
衣服不要被偷走。
That your garments are not stolen.
保持你的信仰。
That you must hold on to your faith.
保持你自己哦。我们在保持我们在神面前的清洁。
That we hold on to the cleanliness we have before God.
要不然就要被人家看到羞耻了。
Then if others see us, then we'll be shamed.
所以我们现在生活在一个很混乱的环境里面。
And now we live in a very dirty world.
这个世界啊。这个世界的罪恶很多，道德观非常堕落啊。
And that there's so many, we live in a very evil world.
你们要小心啊。
And so you must be careful.
不要在不知不觉当中啊，衣服被人家摸走了都不知道。
And without realizing it, your garments might be taken away.
耶稣再临了。
Then when Jesus comes again.
可能今天晚上哦。
Maybe tonight.
耶稣再临了。
And then when Jesus comes again.
问你。
And he asks you.
你的白衣呢？
Where's your white garment?
你怎么没有穿衣服？
Why aren't you clothed?
哇，那就羞耻就出来了。
And then your shame will come out.
所以没有白衣不能跟着耶稣走哦。
If you do not have a white garment, you cannot follow after Jesus.
所以我们今天得到了这件白衣。
And so today we have this white garment.
我们要保持好它干净。
We must keep it clean and white.
我们要保持好啊，常常带在穿在我们身上。
We must always keep it next to us.
不要把它丢到一旁去哈。
And do not throw it on the side of the road.
我们就不会显露出我们的羞耻来了。
And we will not reveal our shame.
我们继续往下看哦。
If we continue down.
我们看回来。启示录的第十，启示录的第十九章啊。
We look at Revelation chapter 19.
启示录的第十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
启示录第十九章的第九节
，verse 9。
启示录十九章的第九节
，Revelation chapter 19 verse 9。
天使吩咐我说：“你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的，有福了。”又对我说：“这是神真实的话。”
Then he said to me, "Write, blessed are those who call to the marriage supper of the Lamb." And he said to me.These are the true sayings of God.
在这里说啊，第四种有福气的人啊。
And here it talks about the fourth kind of blessing.
这里说第四种福气是被邀请赴羔羊之宴婚宴的人有福了。
That blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lord.
什么叫做
of the Lamb.
什么叫做羔羊的婚宴啊？
And what is the marriage supper of the Lamb?
在这里讲到啊，就是啊。得到神的邀请，能够有资格参与的人
，that those who are invited and are qualified to enter，
就是进到神的殿中，进到神的家中，蒙神所接纳的人
，that those who are qualified to enter into the church and those who are received by the church，
这种是有福气的人哦
，and those are those who are blessed。
今天很多人被邀请了
，and there are many people who are invited，
但是不见得每一个人都有机会参加
，but not everyone has the opportunity to attend。
甚至于今天有些人根本连邀请。
And there are some people who don't even have the chance to be invited.
So we 今天有机会来到这里
And so today, when we have the opportunity to come,
不管是什么原因啊
And regardless of the reason,
可能是朋友邀请我们来
And maybe it's our friends who invite us.
可能是我们刚好路在外面铲雪啊，刚好是我们经过教会的门口就进来了。
And maybe we just happen to be passing by outside and we come in.
我们不管是用什么原因，是用什么原因的、
啊。Regardless of whatever reason.
但是我们都来到了神的面前。
But we have come before God.
我们都收到了这个邀请卡。
That we have received this invitation.
神在邀请我们来参加这一场羔羊的婚宴。
That God is calling us to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
这个婚宴就是神跟教会的宴席啊。
And this marriage is is the joining of the of Jesus and the church.
所以我们收到了这张邀请卡。
And so when we receive this invitation card,
我们就要珍惜呀，珍惜这一张邀请卡。
Then we must treasure this invitation card.
有时候我们不是很珍惜哦。
And sometimes we don't treasure it very much.
你看我们有时候在那个超级市场的门口哦。
And sometimes if you look outside at the supermarket,
我们在超级市场门口有时候有人会发东西嘛，对不对？
Sometimes people pass out pamphlets in front of the supermarket.
发东西啊，有时候你根本不拿。
And sometimes you don't even take it.
有时候拿了就往垃圾桶一丢啊。
And then sometimes you take it and you just throw it in the garbage right away.
你什么时候会把它留着
？When will you hold on to it？
哇，你看到什么免费啊？免费就要留着先看一下嘛，免费的。
Maybe you see, oh, something free.
哇，买一送一啊，再看一下。
Or buy one get one free.
哦，25% off， 这个要留一下。
Or 25% off.
哦，所以我们都是有好处的东西就会留下来吗
？And so those that benefit us, we will keep.
啊，通常什么丢掉
？And what will we throw away？
啊，没有用的广告啦。
A useless advertisement.
哦，没有减价的，就丢掉啦。
Anything that's not discounted, we just throw away.
还丢什么
？What else do you throw？
福音的传单啊，这些全部都丢掉了。
These gospel tracts we always just throw away.
啊，因为你觉得这个没有什么用啊。
Because you feel like it's useless.
啊，因为你没有看到它的价值啊。
Because you see that there's no value in it.
所以我们有时候啊，哇，那个去那个超级市场发完传单啊，哇，回头又满路再把它捡回来啊。
And sometimes when we go to the supermarket and we pass out pamphlets on your way back, you pick it all up.
其实这个发传单是在做什么
？And so what is this that passing out flyers?
这就是在邀请人来参加羔羊的婚宴。
This is an invitation to attend the marriage supper of the Lamb.
啊，有人不在乎啊，就把这个婚宴的邀请卡扔了。
And some people don't care, they just throw away.
啊，但是感谢神，我们今天都来到这里了。
But thank God we all come today.
所以我们都拿到这一场邀请卡，而且我们。重视这一张的邀请卡
that we have received the invitation and we treasure it.
所以我们是被请来赴羔羊婚宴的。
And that we are invited and we come to attend.
但是我们来了就一定能够参加吗
？If we come to attend, are we necessarily going to attend?
我们来看一下路加福音的十四章哦。
If we look at Luke chapter 14.
路加福音的十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
路加福音的十四章的第十六节
，verse 16。
路加福音的十四章的第十六节
，Luke chapter 14, verse 16。
在这里说嘛，耶稣对他说：“有一个人摆设大筵席，请了许多的客。”17节，到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去请所请的人来，请来吧，样样都齐备了。18节，众人一口同声的推辞。头一个说：“我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。”19节，又有一个说：“我买了五对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。”20节，又有一个说：“我才娶了妻。”所以不能去。21节。
21.
那仆人回来把这事告诉主人，主人就动怒，对仆人说：“快出去，到大街小巷，领那贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的来。”我们看23节啊。
Let's skip to 23.
主人对仆人说：“你出去到路边和篱笆旁，免将人进来坐满我的屋。”24节。
24.
我告诉你们，先前所请的人，没有一个得偿我的筵席啊。那在这里啊，是一个大筵席的比喻哦。
And here is a parable of a great supper.
那在这里说啊，有许多人收到了邀请啊。
And here it says that many people received an invitation.
但是众人一口同声的推辞。
But many people rejected.
不要来。
They did not want to come.
为什么不要来
？Why didn't they want to come？
这里有三种不同的理由哦。
And here there are three different excuses.
第一个是说我买了一块地。
And the first one says I have bought a piece of ground.
所以我必须要去看一看。
And I must go and see it.
买一块地是做什么
？What do you buy a piece of land for？
财富的累积呀。
It is a
accumulation of the wealth.
Accumulation of wealth.
那才要种哦，地越多啊，财富越多啊。
That the more land we own, the more wealth we have.
所以有时候啊，人为什么会拒绝神的邀请
？And so why does sometimes people reject the invitation of God?
田地太多了。
Because they have too much land.
忙不完的田地。
They have too much land that
永远也累积不完的财。
There's too much wealth that they have accumulated.
追求不完的价值。
There's too much precious things they've chased after.
所以工作工作工作工作之后再工作。
So they work and work and work until more.
所以啊，人生到最后啊，就是不断的工作而已。
And so their whole life consists of working only.
为什么？因为你希望买一块田地，再买另外一块田地。
Only for the sake of gaining more land.
所以这样子的人呢，他就会因此而拒绝。 拒绝神的邀请。
And so for this reason, many people reject the invitation of the gospel.
在这里说第二种人啊，为什么会拒绝邀请呢？
And here it talks about the second kind of person, the second kind of excuse.
他说我买了五对牛，要去试一试。
It says, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I am going to test them.
你说买五对牛有什么问题吗？
And so what's the problem with buying 5 yoke of oxen?
买五对牛很好啊，多工作啊。
Isn't it wonderful to have 5 yoke of oxen to work for you?
而且在当代，在以色列的在犹大地其实跟我们的观念可能不太一样哦。
And in that time, the Israelites, they have a different concept than what we have.
因为他们的土地，其实迦南地的土地其实很狭窄，地不大。
Actually, the land of Canaan is very narrow. It's not very big.
所以他们每个人所分到的土地其实是很有限的。
And so the land that they were allotted, it was all very limited.
所以他们其实没有什么机会用得到牛啦。
And so they actually didn't have an opportunity to really use their oxen.
就算了不起的人养一对牛就已经算很厉害啦。
Even the more privileged people, they just have one pair of oxen, it would be enough.
但是在这里说这个人养要买了五对的牛啊。
And here it talks about how he has bought 5 yoke of oxen.
这是一个贪心的人啊。
And this is someone who is greedy.
不断的追求啊。
That's someone who constantly seeks.
拿命去拼啊。
He uses his life to attain more.
永远都不够啊。
That it is never enough.
所以一个人当他永远追求的都不够。
And when someone never has enough.
从来没有感到知足啊。
He is never content.
这样子的人啊，有时候就会因此而拒绝了神的邀请哦。
And then they end up rejecting the gospel.
所以我们今天要小心啊。
And so we must be careful today.
努力工作是应该的。
Yes, we must be diligent in our work.
但是不要在工作当中变得你不要变得活着是为了工作啊。
That do not make it out to be that you live to work.
我们今天工作是很多原因啊。
And yes, we work for many reasons.
我们需要付账单。
We have to pay bills.
我们需要支持家里的生活。
We have to maintain our lives.
我们希望我们的孩子有更好的环境。
We want our children to have better lifestyles.
这个才是你工作的原因。
And that is the reason why we work.
你工作是为了要生活。
That you work to live.
而不是你活着是为了要工作。
And it is not to live to work.
所以有时候我们那个前后的顺序要搞清楚。
And so we must have the priorities right.
所以我们今天这个五对牛会让我们用五对牛的人生会把我们给拖垮。
And this 5 yoke of oxen lifestyle can cause us to fall.
永远有做不完的事情。
There's never you've never done enough.
忙不完的工作。
That you have endless amounts of work.
开了一间店，还要再开下一间。
You have one store and you want to open up another.
忙到最后到最后全身都是病。
And then finally you are sick all over.
然后孩子根本不知道。回家我孩子大学了我都不知道。
That, oh, my children are already in college, I didn't even realize it.
所以这就很可惜那个人生就很可惜啦。
And then your life is so pitiful.
所以我们每个人因为我们每个人来到美国这个地方
And so everyone comes to the United States.
我们来到这里是为了我们的下一代有一个更好的机会。
That many come for their next generation to have a better life.
所以我们下一代能够在美国这种环境里面有更好的发展。
That we want our second generation to have a better life in the US.
更自由的空气。
To have more independence and freedom.
但是我们来了美国以后
But however, when we come to U.S.,
我看到有些真的让我觉得很不明白
And then some people I don't understand.
我们说我们为了下一代来到美国。
And that we think that we come for our next generation.
但是我们努力工作却完全忽略了下一代。
That we work so hard for money, but we have forgotten about the next generation.
你不是为了他来的吗
？Didn't you come for your children?
那你为什么把他送回国内去呢
？Then why do you send them back to your homeland?
你不是为了他努力赚钱吗
？Didn't you labor for them to earn money for them?
那你为什么根本不知道他根本没有去上学
？You don't even realize.That they don't go to school.
你不知道他的学校成绩一塌糊涂。
You don't know their grades are terrible.
你不知道他交了坏朋友。
You don't even know that they've made bad friends.
你不知道他已经不来教会了。
You don't even know that they don't go to church.
请问你来美国做什么
？So why did you come to the U.S.?
赚钱，赚钱，赚钱。
You just came to earn money.
赚到最后家庭也没有了。
Then earn to the point where you lost your family, you lost your children.
等你有一天你突然回头了。
And then one day when you look back,
你对你的孩子说：“我爸爸，我要管管你。
”That your children say, "Father, I need to take care of you."
不是。那个，你对你的孩子说：“我是你爸爸，我要来管你。”
That you say to your children, "I'm your father. I have to direct you."
那小孩跟你讲说：“你是谁啊？”
And then your child will say, who are you?
你没有照顾过我啊。
That you've never taken care of me.
我是在外面，我是我朋友养大的。
I was raised by my friends.
哦，所以你不觉得这样很可悲吗？
Don't you feel that this is so sad?
所以五对牛会把我们的人生拖垮。
So these five yoke of oxen can cause us to lose our lives.
如果要有牛一对就够了。
And if you need an oxen, then one yoke is good enough.
哦，有一个见证是这样子哦。
And there's a testimony that goes like this.
有一个弟兄哦，他开了一家电脑店哦。
There's a brother who had a computer store.
其实他自己不太懂电脑啦。
But actually, he doesn't know much about computers himself.
不过反正做工就做起来啦。
But he built a company.
哦，那公司赚钱赚的还不错。
And so he made a lot of money.
但是啊，他看看附近邻居啊。
But he looked at his neighbors.
这个房子比我大。
His house is bigger than mine.
这个车子比我好。
His car is better than mine.
想一想，那我们再开另外一家店好了。
And he thought, let's open up another store.
所以他就开了另外一家店哦。
And then he opened up another store.
所以啊，开了一家冰淇淋店。
And he opened up an ice cream shop.
所以啊，先生啊，白天啊，雇那个电脑店。
So the husband during the day would take care of the computer store.
太太晚上去雇那个冰淇淋店。
And then the wife would take care of the ice cream store at night.
所以这样子，你雇一天，你雇白天，我雇晚上，搞来搞去啊，好长一段。时间夫妻都没有见过面啊。
And so the husband takes a morning shift, the wife takes a night shift, and the spouses never see each other.
小孩子常常自己一个人在家里啊。
And then the daughter is often home alone.
然后弄到最后啊，那个太太啊，挖冰淇淋挖到手 carpal tunnel 啊，手都受伤了。
And then the wife scoops so much that she had carpal tunnel syndrome.
这腰酸背痛啊，晚上睡不好啊。
And then physically she had so many issues that she couldn't even sleep at night.
小孩一个人在家里啊，没有人看啊。
And then the child was at home, no one to watch over her.
我夫妻关系，孩子关系。越来越冷漠啊！
The distance between spouses and child got further and further.
但是为的是什么
？And what was it all for？
他是希望给他的孩子提供更好的生活。
It was so that their child could have a better life.
让他去补音补钢琴、补小提琴、补这个、补那个，哇！补那些很贵的啊，哇，让他拼命补。
And so that they can the child can learn piano and violin.
所以夫妻两个工作非常辛苦啊。
And so the couple, they work so hard.
有一天啊，有一个长老去他们家。
And then one time, an elder went to their house.
长老就看看他们家里啊。
And the elder looked around their house.
之后长老走的时候跟他们讲一句话。
And then when the elder left, he said one thing to them.
他说啊，会出水的泉啊，一口就够了。
That as long if...
那个泉水啊，那个 dig the well、
啊。If you dig the well, one well.
如果有水会出来，如果是活水啊，一直出来的，一口就可以，一个泉就可以，一个井就可以了。
So if you dig a well and this well has water, then one well is enough.
如果神要给你
，And if God wants to give it to you,
一口井就是活水就可以了。
One well is enough. One living water is enough.
如果不是活水
，If it is not living water,
你再挖再多口都没有用。
It doesn't matter how many wells you dig.
如果神要给你
，And if God wants to give it to you,
一个就可以了。
One is enough.
所以他想了好久。
And so they thought about it for so long.
现在这个冰淇淋店才刚开始赚钱啊，哇，赚钱呢。
And that ice cream shop earns so much money.And thinking so much.
后来想啊，关掉，卖掉。
And so they thought about it, and then they sold it.
我卖掉之后，生活就正常了。
And after they sold it, their lifestyle became normal.
夫妻关系正常了，因为常常见面啊。
And then their spousal relationship got better because they saw each other.
小孩生活正常了，因为爸爸去店里，妈妈管小孩啊。
And so the child's life became better also because the father went to work, but the mom stayed with the child.
然后两个还可以替换啊，有时候是太太去电脑店，然后先生在家里陪小孩啊，
and,
就有的替换啊。
And so they took turns, and sometimes the wife went to work, and the father watched over the child.
虽然看起来钱少了。
And so even though it seems like they lost money,
但是其实他们赚到了。
But they have gained.
他们赚到了什么？
What have they earned?
赚到他们家庭。
They have earned a family.
赚到他们的健康。
They have earned their health.
赚到他们可以全家一起去聚会。
That their whole family can go to service.
这个就是赚到啦。
And this is what they have earned.
所以你今天赚到了吗？
Have you earned?
还是你拼命赚钱，所以你亏了？
Have you, are you working so hard for money that you have lost?
所以你要想一想哦。
And so you must think about it.
五对牛的人真的赚比较多吗？
The five yoke of oxen, do they really earn more?
所以我们要思考一下哦。
And so you must think about it.
在这里第三个哦。
And then the third.
第三个说，我才娶了妻，所以不能去啊。
And the third says, I have married a wife, and so therefore I cannot come.
这个也是很奇怪哦。
This is kind of strange.
你才娶了妻，结果你要怎么做？
You have just gotten married, so what do you do?
你要带你太太一起来参加宴席啊。
You should should bring your wife to attend the supper.
你怎么说啊？我娶了妻啊，所以我不能来参加宴席啊。
You cannot say that I have just gotten married, so I cannot attend this great supper.
所以这是一个借口哦。
And so this is an excuse.
所以我们今天不要因为娶了妻而失去了信仰。
So let us not, for the sake of getting married, lose our faith.
这个娶了妻啊，不一定是真的讲那个娶一个太太或嫁给一些先生啊。
And so today when we talk about marrying a wife,That does not mean that we literally marry a wife.
哦，可能是你交的朋友。
It might be your friend.
因为你的朋友的缘故，所以我不能去参加这个宴席啊。
And maybe on behalf of your friends, you cannot attend.
可能是你的工作。
Maybe it is your job.
我因为这个工作，所以我不能去参加这个宴席啊。
And maybe because of your job, you cannot go attend the supper.
可能是你的一些习惯。
Maybe it is your habits.
哦，因为我喜欢抽烟，所以我不可以去参加这个宴席啊。
And maybe because I like to smoke, therefore I cannot attend this supper.
哦，因为我有这些坏习惯，所以我不想去参加这个宴席。
And maybe because I have bad habits, I cannot attend this invitation.
哦，就是这样，你才特别要来参加这个宴席。
And maybe it is for that very reason that you must attend the supper.
哦，所以啊，娶了妻啊，可以讲的是各种的 entertainment 啊，人世间的这种享乐啊。
And so to marry a wife, it also can apply to entertainment or the pleasures of this world.
哦，不要为了这个 entertainment 啊，不要为了这个享乐啊，拒绝了这个宴席啊。
And you should not reject the invitation on behalf of entertainment.
因为到最后，这个主人要说。
Because in the end, the host will say,
先前请来的人通通不给他来了
That those who have been invited initially shall not enter.
好，所以我们不要因小失大。不要因为这种小事情而失去了大福气啊！
We should not lose such a great opportunity for such small things.
所以我们今天啊，要被邀请来，我们就要来参加这个宴席。
And so if we are invited, we must attend.
但是到了这个宴席啊，还是有一个要求的。
But when you come to the invitation, come to the supper, you still want qualification.
他说啊，到这个宴席啊，你要穿那个赴宴的装扮啊。
Then you must dress well.
所以如果你没有穿到那个赴宴席的装扮啊
，That if you are not proper presentable,
哇，那可能你会被赶出去哦。
Then you might be cast out.
所以啊，我们今天来参加这个宴席。
And so today when we are inviting, we are coming to this invitation.
我们要着装啊，要穿扮，配得参加这个宴席的服装啊。
You must dress appropriately that you are worthy to attend.
才不会被赶出去哦。
And then you will not be cast out.
什么叫做穿这个宴席的服装啊
？And what is this proper attire that you can wear？
就是我们必须要有好的行为。
That we must have good deeds.
要有一个符合我们信仰生活的行为。
That you have a actions that are according to your life.
我们看回来第十九章啊，启示录第十九章啊。
We look back at Revelation chapter 19.
启示录的第十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
第八节哦。
Verse 8.
我们看第七节啊
，Verse 7 rather，
启示录十九章第七节
，Verse 7，
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了。第八节
，Eight，
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义哦。
Verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready.And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
所以在这里告诉我们呢，穿这个穿这个服装啊，是什么？就是这个圣徒所行的义啊。
And so the fine attire is the righteous acts of the saints.
所以我们今天。好，我们今天被邀请来了。
And so today, if we are invited,
我们也真的来了。
And we actually show up.
但是来了赴宴了，要穿的要有穿的像这个样子。
And so when you show up to attend this supper, you must be dressed appropriately.
必须要穿上这个圣徒所行的义哦。
That you must be dressed with the righteous acts of the saints.
我们看马太福音的第二十二章。
We look at Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音的第二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
第十节啊。
Verse 10.
马太福音第十二十二章的第十节。
Matthew chapter 22 verse 10.
那些仆人就出去到大路上，凡遇见的，不论善恶，都招了来。宴席上就坐满了客。十一节。
11.
王进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的。十二节。
12.
就对他说：“朋友，你到这里来，怎么不穿礼服呢？” 那人无言可答。十三节
，13。
于是王对使唤的人说：“捆起他的手脚，把他丢到外面的黑暗里，他在那里要哀哭切齿了。”十四节
，14。
因为被招的人多，选上的人少。哦好，所以我们今天啊收到这个邀请卡了。
And so today when we have received this invitation card,
我们也来了，来参加这个。
We have come to attend.
所以我们是有福的人。
And so we are blessed.
但是来到这个宴席啊，要穿上礼服啊。
And so, but when we come, we must put on the garments.
只有穿上礼服才可以留在这个宴席当中。
And only those who are wearing the garments can stay.
要是不穿礼服啊，就要被丢到外面的黑暗里面。
And if you are not wearing the garments, you'll be thrown out into the outer darkness.
要在外面哀哭切齿了。
And they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以我们今天得蒙主的恩赐，在这里享受这一场宴席。
And so today we have received the blessing of God to come to attend the supper.
记得。Remember, 礼服要穿好
your garments must be worn.
我要活出一个基督徒的形象来
and you must live the life of a Christian.
我要活出一个向神啊蒙神喜悦的生活来
and you must live a life that is favorable in the eyes of God.
这就是我们的礼服
and this is our garments.
穿上这个礼服
and when we put on this garment,
你就是有福的
then you will be blessed.
你受邀请得赴宴并且得以留在这个宴席当中
and so you shall be blessed and you shall be able to stay in this supper
过着一个有福的人生
and then you will have a blessed life
所以我们今天早上用启示录的四项福气来作为彼此的分享
and so this morning we talk about the first four blessings in the book of Revelation
我们要听要念要遵行
and first we must hear, read, hear, and do.
就能够得到福气
Then you will be blessed.
第二，我们要在主里面，要长守在主里面
Then you must stay, in Christ.
在主里死的人有福
That blessed are those who die in the Lord.
有工作，所以工作的果效随着他们
And because they have labored, then their works will follow after them.
第三，是要看守衣服警醒的人生
And those who are watchful and keep their garments.
随时主耶稣来，我都可以坦然无惧的面对主。
That anytime Christ comes, I shall boldly approach Him.
所以我们要常常问自己一句话。
And so we often have to ask ourselves,
我预备好了吗
？Am I ready？
如果今天死亡临到
，If today death has come，
如果今天耶稣再临
，If Jesus comes again，
我预备好了吗
？Am I ready？
最后要 最后凡被邀请赴羔羊婚宴的有福了。
And those blessed are those who have are called to the marriage supper.
所以不要再找理由了。
And no longer find excuses.
不要再找原因。
And no longer find reasons.
不要再被世界上所捆绑了。
Do not be bound by this world.
被邀请，我们要积极参与。
And if we are called, then we must try our best to be invited.
换上礼服，能够得以参加这场宴席。
That you must put on the proper attire, put on the garments, and attend.
能够活出一个蒙神喜悦的人生来。
And to live a life that is favorable in the eyes of God.
得到一个有福的人生。
And that you will have a life that is blessed.
我们一起唱诗133。
Let's sing hymn 133.
We sing 133. 我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's just sing verse 1 and verse 5.
Yeah. to the vine. So through the whole line with it was with ever near the sun.
Soon I can have
so we behold him as the Lord the day. But to still be this and Jesus
as he walked away. Yesterday,
today, forever, Jesus is the same.
Please be seated.
我们现在来做聚会结束的上午聚会结束的祷告。
And so we are going to make a conclusion to the morning service.
那我们在祷告当中啊啊，要特别为自己啊及为自己的家人祷告。
And in our prayers, let's pray for ourselves and our family members.
啊，求主耶稣能够帮助我们，使我们在这个人生里面啊，活能够活出一个有福气的生活来。
That in this life we can live a life that is blessed.
那同时啊，这是啊我们新年嘛哈，这是一现在是一月哦。
And so technically it's still the new year. It's since it's January.
啊，或者你如果过中国年了哦，现在还没有过啦。
And of course, if you follow the Chinese calendar, it still hasn't yet finished.
但是啊，在这个一个年度的开始哈，啊，这是一个崭新的开始。
That at the start of the new year, it is a new beginning.
也是我们重新得力啊，重新立下一个新的志向的开始。
It is a time where we once again renew our faith.
所以在祷告里面问问自己。
And in our prayers, let's ask ourselves.
在这个新年里面啊，我要立下什么样的志向？
In our New Year's, what kind of resolutions, what kind of determinations do we have?
你不要讲说我要赚更多的钱啊。
Do not say I will earn more money.
那个没有关系，那个是你自己的事情。
That's okay, that's your own thing.
我说在信仰当中，你要立下一个新的志向。
But I'm saying that in your prayers, make a new resolution.
想一想你要立下什么样的志向呢？
Think about what kind of resolution you want.
其实我们只有安息日来聚会哦，其实是不太够的。
Actually, just to come to Sabbath service is not enough.
所以除了安息日以外，我们还要找一天来聚会哦。
And outside of Sabbath service, we have to find one more day to come.
礼拜一在布鲁克林有聚会。
On Mondays, we have Brooklyn service.
礼拜二早上在法拉盛有聚会。
On Tuesday mornings, there's service in Flushing.
晚上在 Regal Park 有聚会。
And at Tuesday nights, there's service at Regal Park.
礼拜三在教会。
On Wednesday night, there's service at church.
礼拜四下午法拉盛有聚会。
On Thursday afternoon, there is Flushing service.
有时候晚上Chinatown 也有聚会哦。
And sometimes Thursday night has a Chinatown service.
礼拜五为了不让你们跑太远，我们在三个地方都有聚会。
And for the sake that you don't travel too far, on Friday nights there are services in three different areas.
就是希望说大家能够把握机会哈，能够多多的聚会啦。
And so all of this is so that everyone can take the opportunity to attend more services.
希伯来书告诉我们哦。
And the book of Hebrews tells us.
不要停止聚会。
Do not stop in meeting.
像那个停止惯了的人一样。
Like those who stop in
不聚会会成习惯哦。
That if you stop attending, it will become a habit.
所以既然教会有安排了这么多聚会的机会，
and since there are so many opportunities to attend service,
我们在这个新年里面就要立下一个新的志向。
That in this new year, you have to make a new resolution.
我们从今年开始，我一个礼拜至少要聚会两次。
That every week this year, I will attend service at least twice.
如果我真的没有办法，人没有办法到，
and if physically I cannot be there,
没关系啊，礼拜二、礼拜四，礼拜二、礼拜四晚上。有电话查经啊。
On Tuesdays and Thursday nights, there is phone Bible study.
但是这是对自我的要求。
And this is a self requirement.
好了，你连电话都不能打啦。
And even if you cannot call in.
那我立志，我上下班我要听讲道，我一天至少听一篇。
That when you get off on and off of work, then you will listen at least one sermon.
这个也是一个励志啊。
And this is a determination.
所以希望说我们能够看到越来越多人来聚会。
And so we hope to see more and more people attend service.
能够在这个新的一年里面啊，那个人数能够再一次的突破啊。
That once again in this new year we can break through.
礼拜三晚上常常都是28个人啊。
And Wednesday nights we usually have about 28.
280人的教会啊，来28个啊。
280 people attend Queen's Church and 28 come on Wednesday night.
每年年底啊，那个 NCC 代表啊，那个要交那个报告上去，我都不好意思啊。
And every year, at the end, we have to go submit reports to NCC, and then I'm a little embarrassed.
人家说哇，这 Queen's 教会平均聚会人数200多，怎么晚上聚会只有20个啊？
That the average number of attendees of Sabbath service is 200 plus, and then Wednesday night is only 28.
所以说希望我们能够大家努力。
And so we hope that everyone can make a strive harder.
如果可以的话，我们尽量要参加聚会啊。
And if you are able to, we should try our best to attend service.
我们从今年开始啊，礼拜三晚上以30个不要多嘛，多两个嘛，30个人做目标。
And so let's not strive to aim too high, but if we make a determination that on Wednesday nights we have 30 people who attend.
不要笑，说不定就少你一个就变29啊。
Don't laugh because maybe you're the one that causes it to drop down to 29.
所以我们尽力啦啊。
And so you try your best.
礼拜五晚上也有聚会啊，尽量参加。
Friday nights there are services and we hope to try our best at 10.
礼拜六我们平均是220啊。
And then on Wednesday, Saturdays, we have an average of 220.
我们注册是三，我们这个注册名单上面是330啊。
And then our registered members are 330.
哇，还有100多个跑去哪里啦？
We don't know where these 100 people have gone.
说不定就是你哦，你今天刚好来啊。
Maybe it's you. You just happen to be here today.
所以我们希望啊，从今年开始啊，人数能够聚会人数能够增加。
And we hope that this year the services can increase in members.
所以啊，能够更积极参加聚会，能够得到神的恩典跟福气。
And that we can try our best to attend services and receive more blessings.
但是我们可以立志。
But we just make this determination.
但是立志啊，常常很软弱啊。
Of course, sometimes we grow weak in our resolution.
更重要的是祷告，求主耶稣赐给我们力量。
And the most important is that we pray for to God and ask for strength.
所以当我下班回来很累的时候。
And so even after I get off work and I'm so tired.
当我很想躺在沙发上翘脚，然后等太太端饭来的时候。
When I want to.
都是这样子哦。
When I want to lay down on the couch and kick up my feet and have my wife serve me.
那时候啊，突然良心不安啊。
Then your conscience bothers you.
哇，突然觉得我这样子可以吗？
Then I think, can I do this?
哇，赶快起来帮太太的忙。
Then I go up, I get up and help my wife.
两个一起赶快弄，赶快吃一吃，把小孩弄好，然后可以一起来聚会。
And then the two of you will eat together and help the daughter get ready to go to service.
虽然身体可能很疲倦。
And even though we're so physically tired.
但是当你愿意多走这一步。
And as long as you're willing to take that extra step.
那你的心灵就会很充足。
Then your heart will be filled.
能够得到一个富足的人生。
Then you will live a life that is blessed.
这怎么办？要靠祷告才有这个能力呀。
And then it is only done through prayer.
所以我们求主耶稣啊，圣灵充满我们，让我们能够过着一个更新不一样的生活来。
And so we ask, we pray and we ask God to give us the strength and we can live a more fruitful life.
在这个新年为自己立下一个新的属灵的志向。
That in this new year we make a new spiritual resolution.
能够活出一个蒙神喜悦的人生。
And that you live a new life.
我们请一起到前面来祷告。
And so we all come forward to pray.